And as we get ready to hear the message today, I want to introduce you to Katie Lisi. We already know a little bit about what she's going to be doing as she pursues whatever is next. But what you don't know is maybe where she's been and how God has influenced her life. So in talking with Katie in preparation for this message, I was amazed, one, at her depth of God's love, or her grasp of God's love. And then two, she has a really great story, and it relates to Scripture, and Scripture informs her life. So what an excellent opportunity to hear how God has shaped you and is shaping you, and I'm looking forward to great things to come. All right, so without further ado, Katie Lisi.
All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So as you guys know, my name is Katie Lisi, and I am about to graduate from Jordan High School, and I'm going to be heading off Texas A&M to study biomedical science. And first, before I start, I just wanted to say I am so grateful for this congregation and everything you guys have done for me. I've been a member of First Fulshear and now of Union Chapel since I moved here when I was about 8 years old. And it's been really awesome getting to see this church grow and expand and come together as one. And so I'm just really, really blessed to be here today. I don't know if any of you have heard of it, but Romans 8:28 is a central theme and symbol. And it's really great. Sure. Why not? Okay. And then also, I'm young, so I'm actually on Instagram. And I see in a lot of my friends' Instagram bios that they have Romans 8:28 listed. And it's a really applicable verse because it says that everything works for good. And that's a truth that we all really want to be true. But when you step away from your Bible or from youth group or church service, you aren't thinking about the truth behind the verse. And when you go throughout life and you're experiencing hardships and challenges and suffering, all of a sudden it becomes very, very difficult to believe. And I've found myself on multiple occasions asking, God, how can this verse be true? How can all things work for good when I am suffering, when I am facing challenges? So I am no stranger to suffering. When I was 9 months old, I was diagnosed with anaphylactic food allergies, which means that if I ate the wrong thing, I could potentially die, which is really, really heavy, especially for someone who's 9 months old. So I know a lot of you guys in the audience are parents or grandparents, so I want you to imagine that as you're going through life, your cute little four-year-old is going to a birthday party, and you can't have your kid eat food because they could die. They can't have the birthday cake. How do you explain that to your child? I want you to imagine that your child's at VBS, and they're going to go to a fun youth concert that day, and then you get a call that instead of a popsicle, they ate a creamsicle, and now they're in the ER. That's the reality my parents faced, and it's the reality they still face today because, unfortunately, I still have really severe food allergies. And as my life went on, it seemed like they were only getting worse. When I was 14 years old, I had 5 major allergic reactions in the span of 2 months, which is pretty intense. And I ended up in the emergency room, and if I hadn't had the proper medication at the right time, I would have died. And that, again, is something that's super intense for any person to face, let alone a teenager who's just entering high school. At the time, I was going through confirmation, and I actually had a reaction during one of my confirmation classes because we were on Zoom, and I was eating breakfast, and I took one bite, and just things went south. So I found myself in communication with God a lot in this moment and over these reactions, and I found myself asking, how could this work for good? How can this be a good thing when I'm suffering, when I'm afraid to leave my house, when I'm afraid to eat out with my friends, when even my own home-cooked food that used to be safe seems like it's no longer safe? Now, food allergies, of course, are something that are extremely difficult to deal with, but I've also had minor struggles that have defined who I am today. When I was in 9th grade, about a year after all these reactions took place, I really, really, really wanted to make the dance team at my high school. And I devoted all of my time and energy to dance. I worked my butt off for all of it. And I was going to dance class at least 2 or 3 times a week. In fact, I was missing youth group on Sundays to go to dance class because I thought that that was exactly what I was meant to do. It was something I really, really wanted. And then I tried out for the team and didn't make it. No worries. I get it. I wasn't that good that first year. I was coming back to dance after a 7-year hiatus. So I continued working. I worked really, really hard. I went to summer classes. I went all throughout the school year, again, missing youth group, missing time with friends and family. And I found myself feeling really, really good about my chances. I had girls the day of tryouts asking if they could record me because I was doing so good and they wanted a reference. I was an officer for the JV dance team, and I felt certain if I could just get that call back, then I would make the team. And so I went into tryouts. I got that call back, and I felt really, really good. I felt like I did everything perfectly. And not 10 minutes later after I left, we got the results, and I didn't make the team again. And when I went in to talk to my dance director about the point system and how it was scored and how I did, I saw that my scores actually went down from the year before. And it seemed like I just wasn't wanted. And I had to go to school the next day and deal with the aftermath. While everyone else was celebrating, I was in class trying hard not to cry because something I had worked so hard for had not come to fruition. And because it seemed like it never would. Now, I can't pretend to know what you guys are going through, and you don't have to raise your hands for this, but how many of you have experienced something similar? How many of you have had something you've wanted so badly and it hasn't worked out? Or how many of you have suffered from a medical issue or know someone that suffered from a medical issue and you have no clue how this could work for good because suffering is so difficult to deal with? Now, to understand the origin of suffering and why Romans 8:28 rings true, we have to look back at how suffering came to be. Now, I'm sure all of you know the story of creation in Genesis. And my favorite thing about Genesis is it shows that God loves us. Even at the very, very beginning, he created heaven and earth for all of us. And he created the perfect world because he is perfect love. And because he's perfect love, he gave mankind choice. Because love is not real unless the other person can love as well. But because he gave mankind choice, mankind chose to sin. Eve took the apple and she gave it to Adam and they both ate and sin entered into the world. And because sin entered into the world, so did suffering. Adam and Eve were ejected from the garden. They were forced to till the land outside of Eden. And Cain and Abel, their children, were caught in a conflict and Cain killed Abel. With that choice that God gave out of love came suffering and came sin. And the sad reality is as long as there is choice, there's going to be that sin and that suffering. Another thing that's hard to believe is you can pretty easily see how sin and suffering tie together when it's one person directly hurting another. If someone steals from you, it's pretty easy to see how that sin leads to your suffering. But what about disease and famine and food allergies? Well, the thing is, man was creation's representative. God made man to represent all of creation because he wanted someone he could directly connect with and someone that he could speak to and speak through. But when man sinned, he experienced a spiritual death and a disconnection from God. And because of that disconnection, all of creation disconnected as well. Because of sin, everything disconnected. Everything fell out of whack. And because of that, that is why we have natural disasters. That is why we have famine and disease and food allergies. It's because of that sin, we and all the rest of creation have fallen out of connection with God. So as long as there's choice, there's going to be suffering. That is a fact. But the thing is, God is still perfect love. He doesn't want us to suffer. He loves us so much. In fact, in Jeremiah verse 29:11, he says that he knows the plans he has for us. He has plans for welfare, not for evil, to give us a future and a hope. God sees our suffering, but he doesn't want us to be trapped in suffering. He wants us to have happiness and to have a future. Now, the thing is, as long as we're in this world, there will be suffering, and we cannot overcome our sin on our own. And that is why God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to us. God took on our suffering so that we could know him, so that we could overcome our own suffering in another life, and we could be perfectly connected to that love again. Everyone knows the verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son so that we may not perish but have eternal life. God loved us so much that he gave us his son so that we would not perish, which is the punishment for sin, but we would overcome it and we would overcome our suffering and our sin. Yet again, as long as there is suffering in this life and as long as there's sin, there will be suffering here, which is why Jesus Christ himself gave us a really important message in John chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. Jesus was walking through the marketplace, and he came across a blind man who had been blind since birth. And this is what God has to say. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him." Our sin is not necessarily the result of our suffering. Of course, sin leads to suffering, but sometimes things like disease and famine and natural disaster are the result of other sin, the original sin. But the thing is, even though there's that suffering, and even though sin has caused us to suffer, God has a plan. Jesus said that the purpose of this man's suffering was so God's works could be displayed in him. The suffering was not from God, but God used it to work something great. He took that man's suffering and he used it to glorify Jesus Christ so that people would know him and come to believe him, because God is capable of everything. And he is capable of taking away our pain and making it used for a greater purpose. God is good. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 reiterates this. God says that, if I can find it. God says that, oh my goodness. Oh. Sorry, guys, I lost my place. God says that, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. God knows there's going to be suffering. That's the nature of living on a broken world. But God promises that after we've suffered, as long as we trust in him and believe in him, that we will be confirmed in his kingdom, strengthened through his presence, established with him forever, and restored. Because God doesn't want us to suffer. He is perfect love. That is why he sent his son to us. He wants that connection. He wants us to come together with him. And that is why he can work our suffering for good. Now, when I look back at my life and I look back at these instances of suffering and trauma and all of the above, I can see how they've worked for good. When I was 4 years old and I had that reaction that sent me to the emergency room when I was supposed to go to a concert at VBS, the lead singer, a really great woman, her name's Jana Elira, she does children's music, children's worship music. She reached out to our family because she heard about my story, and she developed a personal relationship with us, and my little sister and I, we ended up singing on stage with her in front of a crowd of adults, which for a four-year-old is pretty incredible. So not only did I get to participate in something far greater than just a concert, I got to really connect with worship music. And it's because of that initial connection that I have this love for worship music that I get to express on Sundays when I come up here and sing every now and then. It's because of that initial suffering that something good happened. Now, my allergies, though I still suffer from them, they've also worked for a purpose. When I was 14 and had those 5 major allergic reactions, it was really, really, really hard. And I was scared to leave the house. I was scared to go anywhere. And honestly, I still am to a degree. But the thing is, because I was going through confirmation and because I was experiencing such great trauma, I found myself drawing closer to God. And I found that God had a purpose for me. Through prayer and petition and asking God, how can this work for good? Why is this happening to me? Why is this still happening to me? I found that I wanted to help people. I didn't like how I was feeling. I didn't like how I was suffering. And because of that, I found myself leaning towards helping others. I found myself driven towards a path in medicine. And so as a result, I started to pave the way to potentially go into a medical field. I started taking medical classes, and I started becoming interested in everything that medicine had to offer. Now, of course, being told that you have a purpose at age 14 is something that's really crazy. And as a result, I was definitely doubting, how could this be possible? I'm a 14-year-old, and also I don't think I can go through an additional 4 years of schooling and residency and all that stuff that comes with being a doctor. Maybe I'll just go into nursing or some other profession. I'm going to come back to that in a second. But I want to call back to Romans 8:28 and how it says that all things work together for those called according to his purpose. We have to be looking for that purpose for things to work for good, because if we're working contrary to God, things aren't going to work out because it's our own good. It's not God's good necessarily. Now, when I look back, I can see that dance obviously was not the path I was meant to follow. And even though I had all these warning signs about it, I continued to push and try to go against God's will in my life and try to continue doing it. But the thing is, God can still work our disobedience for good if we're willing to look for it and willing to turn towards God. God works all things for good for those called according to his purpose. And one thing for me that showed up was when I was in one of these dance classes that I was missing youth group for and missing time with my family for, a girl fell and she broke her arm. And it was a compound fracture. I don't know if any of you know what that is, and I'm not going to go into detail, but it is messy. And it is so terrifying that everyone in the room immediately left. One girl almost passed out. Everyone was pale and gray. It was terrifying. And at this point, I had no medical training. I was in 0 medical classes, and I was still grappling with this purpose God had placed on my shoulders. But because I was in that dance class, and because I saw this girl experience such a heavy trauma, I found myself immediately motivated to help. Any doubt I had about medicine or my purpose immediately dissipated because I knew that I had to help her. Again, I had no first aid training or anything, so my helping amounted to bringing her a water bottle and a towel. But when I was leaving that dance class, I just remember I had never felt so empowered in my life. Part of that was the adrenaline, but it was such an incredible experience for me because I knew in that moment that I was meant for medicine and I was meant for great things. God spoke in that moment, even though I was going against what he had planned for me by trying to do all this stuff for dance. He used that to show me and to solidify my purpose. Once I didn't make the team for dance, I found I had a lot of opportunities opening up as well. All of a sudden, I had room in my schedule to go to youth group. And that's when I started joining the youth band when James Gagliardi was here. And Jimmy, he was our worship director, and he was really awesome. And he got me into doing all this stuff with music and church. And I found myself getting really involved in the congregation. Because I wasn't on the dance team, I found I had time and I made time for Jesus. And that right there was plenty of reason enough that that was the wrong path for me and that stopping dance was the right one. But then I also saw other opportunities open up in my life. In my schedule, I suddenly had two free spaces because I had I'd blocked dance out in my schedule for the following years, assuming I'd made the team. But now I had two empty holes and I could use them for something I really wanted to do, something that connected back to that purpose. Last year I took psychology, which was a really interesting class because it allowed me to understand the intricacies of the human mind that God created. And then this year, more importantly, I'm able to take dual credit anatomy, which is a very hard class because it's a sophomore junior level college class. But it's also one of my favorite classes I've ever taken because it's really shown me how intricate the human body is and how God has made all of us perfectly and wonderfully. Because I wasn't in dance and because I turned away from that false purpose I thought I had, I found myself with so many greater things. The thing is, though, I had to take action. I couldn't just sit passively by and wait for things to happen. I couldn't just pray and hope everything worked out, because by praying I made the dance team and just hoping that happened, nothing happened because it wasn't meant to happen. We have to be looking for God's purpose in our lives. We have to be looking for God's truth and what God has planned for us. And the best way to do that is through connecting with Him. We have to be in prayer. We have to be reading the Bible, reading scripture, and coming to church and connecting with small groups. Because when I started doing that, when I started reading the Bible, I started to understand what God intended for my life. Now, I obviously am not perfect. I still do plenty of things that I regret and that I know are not God's will. But I found myself following a better path because I have drawn closer to God and because I know God better. So in Romans 8:2-8, it says that all things work together for good for those called according to His purpose. But we have to be called according to that purpose. We have to look for that purpose in our lives and see how our suffering can work for good. Because if we just sit passively by and boo-hoo, nothing's going to happen. We have to be looking. God knew we would have suffering. John 16:33, God says that He has seen everything. He knows that we will have suffering in this world, but He has overcome the world. Because God loves us, and because God doesn't want us to suffer, He has overcome the world. He has overcome our suffering, and He wants us all to be a part of His kingdom. But we can't sit passively by. We have to look for His love, and we have to look for everything He has planned, because He is great, and He is good, and He knows exactly what is right for us. So I hope that as you leave today, you think about, how is God working in my life? I can't pretend to know how each and every one of you is suffering. Everyone has their own tribulations. But if we seek God, and if we seek how these things can work for good, they will. It might take days, it might take weeks, it might take months, it might take years. We might not even see them in our lifetime. But our suffering can work for good if we earnestly seek God and if we earnestly look for His plan in our life. Let us pray. Lord, help us to seek You. Help us to find Your purpose in our life. Open our eyes to the good that You are working in our lives despite our suffering. Lord, You are great and You are powerful and You know exactly what we need to do. Help us to trust You, God. Help us to find Your grace and find Your glory and know that You are Lord. Thank You for everything You've done. Thank You for overcoming the world. And I pray that You work our suffering for good if we earnestly seek out Your good. In Jesus' name, amen.